and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Back once again.
Like the Renegade Master.
Like a Renegade Master. As they said back in 1996 or something like that, I think.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 96. Mm. Possibly even a little earlier.
That's a tune, actually.
That is a tune.
I have to bust that out tomorrow, maybe, while I'm doing the cleaning up.
Kitchen playlist?
Yeah.
Featured around.
No kitchen playlist this time of the year.
No, not even.
Nah, just not even an
autumnal one.
Nah.
No. I did notice you've got rather a few leaves gathering up on your garden lawn.
Well, the thing is, the last couple of days the weather's been quite nice, but yeah, it's turned very autumn outside.
Autumnal is the word you're after.
Autumnal.
Hmm.
It's turned.
It can't turn autumn.
Phil Tufnell out there. That's what it's turned. All the leaves are on the ground.
All the leaves are brown.
Beautiful.
Sky's grey.
Not all of them are brown, mate. There's some nice red ones out there.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
I did feel like, though, that this weekend that's just gone, kind of before it,
yeah,
it was all still quite summery.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Monday came round.
There was a drop off.
And bosh, it was like brown and red leaves everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a switch.
It's changed.
It was.
But we've had kind of springish weather the last couple of days, so I'm very confused.
Utterly
with
confused.
My seasons
Utterly
and what's
confused.
Going on, but you know, just got to crack on.
Yeah, I've indeed got to crack on, and that means we should probably get to straight to the crux of the matters and ask how the tickety boo
already
is you.
All right, tickety boo, 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 tickety boo. Oh, tonight I am sat back.
Yeah, you're taking it easy, man.
Got my legs crossed.
You have. Hat on backwards.
Normally I'm sat like straight up, but tonight I feel like leaning, and it is tonight.
It's kind of a leaning kind of vibe.
We're recording in the evening again instead of the daytime because...
But not on a Thursday, on a Tuesday.
No, it's half term.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've only had 4 days break between the last one and this one because... We recorded late last week.
Yeah.
This week.
It's all got very, very oops upside your head.
Yeah, it's very confusing at times, but I think it's a Tuesday night. I think it's about 7:30.
Yeah, but it's not helping that we're watching a Formula One race.
And we're watching
about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're watching the Chinese Grand Prix, which was on telly a couple of weeks ago. So I don't exactly know where I am.
What time zone we're in, what universe it might be.
Because the clocks went back as well at the weekends.
Yep.
That sent everything all out of sync.
All out of kilter.
Including watching anything in America. So
yeah.
The other day, the Formula One race was on really late.
Texas.
Yeah, and it's a daytime race and you're watching it at night. And then by the time it finishes, it's like 11:30 midnight here in the UK.
I know.
And it's like I've got like TV jet lag when I watch a race like that. And the clocks
TV
go back.
Jet lag.
Because what is it? A couple of weeks and then it goes back in sync again where there's like the 5 hours in between. And
yeah, I don't know if it goes back for them before Thanksgiving or not.
Yeah.
I can never remember. I can also never remember when Thanksgiving
is.
This is what I love
about the Americans, though. They go Christmas, not enough. Let's have another do before that called Thanksgiving, which is just like a pre-Christmas, isn't it?
It is pre-Christmas.
Christmas! You know, they eat turkey, they
yeah.
give presents,
yeah.
they have family time.
Christmas! But the warm-up for Thanksgiving is obviously Halloween.
They always do it bigger. Yeah, and they love Halloween as well.
They're not so big on the fireworks night. That's kind of a British thing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, being that Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament.
Cough still here.
I was going to say, the cough still hanging about.
But am I tickety-boo? I'm all right.
You're all right.
I'm all right.
It's very...
It's half-term week. Which means it's pretty full on.
24/7 with the boys.
So I had a pretty full on weekend with work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I got work to fill my time when the boys are at school.
Yeah.
That work hasn't worked out like that. And I work at weekends only, so it seems, at the moment.
Well, at the moment.
So I get pretty... Well, the thing is, the hours
I
was
doing...
Did
you swear then? Were you going to swear?
No, the hours I was doing during the week...
Yeah.
I'm still doing the same hours at the weekend, but it means it's pretty full on.
Course.
All right, so I did that the weekend, and then it's half term, which means the kids are off school, and my youngest, all of a sudden, he's developed an attitude.
The last few days he has been an absolute nightmare.
Has he been watching Straight Outta Compton or something?
I don't know what.
He's picked up some
Horrid Henry. I don't know where he's got this attitude, but the thing is, his brother's not at preschool anymore to keep an eye on him. So he's got a new circle of friends,
yeah,
and he's got this new little attitude, because I can remember when my sister was at school, it was fucking rubbish, because she couldn't mess around without, because she was the good one.
And she'd
grass
on
Miss Goody Two Shoes, and got her own work in all on time. I was the rebel, all right? I was the black sheep of the family. I definitely was. So if I did anything wrong at school, they'd report back to my sister, who would go home and spout off to mum. You know,
Brian didn't.
And
do
I had to do. I had to do that for a couple of years. So I think now Oliver's gone up to big school and Elliot's left on his own. He's just gone crazy.
He's out of control.
He is. So I don't know what I'm gonna do. And I need to get him using the toilet as well. But he just ain't interested. He'd rather smack you in the face than take a piss. That's his attitude at the moment. So, am I tickety boo?
But he loves you though.
Well,
in his own way.
Yeah, all right. Tickety boo, 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 tickety boo. I know he loves me, but he could prove that he loves me by just doing as he's fucking told every now and then. Not all the time. I know kids have got to be kids.
One in
two. Just sometimes, do what I ask you to do, son. Thank you.
Please, thank you.
That was showing me that you love me.
But he won't hear this for probably another 15 years.
But it's full on at the moment, yeah, because he still likes to wake up during the night. And
I don't understand.
And I keep getting myself into deep sleep, so I don't hear or feel him when he gets into my bed. So I wake up in the middle of the night, and the only reason I wake up in the middle of the night is because he's either kicked me in the balls or he's kicked me in the face. Or the other night, he put a foot up my ass. So it's all night long and all day at the moment. And then to top it off, cherry on the top, I thought, what can I do just to make my life a little bit more difficult? I know, I'll go get myself a full-on job. So, yeah, it's all right. It's going all right. How are you?
Well, in comparison, I'm incredibly tickety-boo.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo,
tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo. Yeah, all is going, hunky-dory and tickety-boo in my life.
Right. All right, let's not add more words and keep saying tickety-boo.
I think
the more we say the word... It actually is catching.
It's catching. No, I was going to bring this up because I have not only noticed it from people at work using the phrase tickety-boo. I did hear someone in passing in the street and I thought maybe I didn't visit. So I'll have to rule that one out as maybe I'm just hearing it now in my own brain. But I thought I heard someone in passing in the street use the phrase tickety-boo. And then I was watching the telly box.
I just want to say... This is an old school word that we are trying to bring back.
Yeah.
When I was doing live radio, every now and then I would try and bring...
Revive a word.
Yeah, an old word or an old saying back. I remember one time I tried to do wickety whack. You know, off the jump, jump, crisscross the maker.
Yeah,
you know, they said wickety whack. Tried to bring that back, never came back. But tickety-boo, it's catching on.
It is.
Much that when Rob is watching the telly, you can carry on your story now.
When I was watching the telly, I saw an advert and I noticed something rather peculiar about the script the voiceover was using.
There's something awfully clever happening at your local Specsavers. I think...
Who is that? I recognise
the
voice.
Fry.
That is Fry, isn't it?
You should have gone to... Yes, that's more like it. It's a new way of buying your glasses and making sure they're top-notch and tickety-boo.
So, yes, that's right. Even Stephen Fry is on the tickety-boo thing.
Tickety-boo.
The tickety-boo train.
Tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo train. Nice, I like that. So,
the tickety-boo-boo.
Tickety-boo. 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 Tickety-boo.
Stephen Fry remix.
Absolutely.
So Stephen Fry is now saying tickety-boo. I would expect a man of Stephen Fry's stature and intelligence and caliber. Nice word to use a word like tickety-boo.
So I think it's catching on. It also came to my attention this morning when I was doing a little bacon sandwich run.
Right.
Because we can. There is a shop called Tickety-Boo.
There is a shop called Tickety-Boo.
Yeah, there is.
Tickety-Boo. Apologies for the cough during the Tickety-Boo-ing.
So it's catching on.
What, the cough?
No,
the Tickety-Boo. Tickety-Boo. You'll catch that eventually.
Yeah, I will do.
At work, I was listening to you, and then I heard this go on one morning.
BBC Essex Travel.
And Russell Holding is here to tell us there's absolutely no problems out there at all this morning. Everything's tickety-boo.
So there you go, a tickety-boo on BBC Essex. Yeah. He wasn't the only one.
Well, there are absolutely no problems out there this morning and everything's tickety-boo, James.
So there you go. It is catching on.
It is catching on. So feel free to use the phrase.
Wicky Whack ever did.
Feel free to use the phrase around family,
well,
friends.
It's not a phrase, it's a word, isn't it?
Tickety-boo.
How long does it have to be to be a phrase?
Say, I ain't using that. Say, come on, use it. Stephen Fry does.
Tickety-boo.
If it's good enough for Stephen Fry, it's good enough for us.
Yeah, tickety-boo.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, all is well. Thank you very
all
much.
Is.
Tickety-boo.
Right, okay, final time.
Tickety-boo.
What's an old school word or phrase that you tried to bring back or you still use nowadays? I had loads in my head earlier on. The only one I could think of is wickety-whack.
Do you know what? It's something I have tried to do before, resurrect oldie words.
Yeah. Can't think of any.
No, I can't now think of hunky dory. I quite like, kind of a tickety boo, synonym.
Do you know like old sayings? By the way, kids nowadays they haven't got a clue. You know when it's pissing it down outside? Back in the day, if it was raining, you go up to someone and say, "You've been singing,
yeah, in the rain,
yeah. You've been singing badly. That's why it's raining."
But surely
that was the saying. You say that to anyone under the age of 25, they haven't got a fucking clue, mate.
I would say, though, that you can kind of stray into the old Cockney rhyming slang, because a lot of that's dying off.
Right.
Like apple and pears, is stairs.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't grow up down this area, so I didn't hear any of that apart from on the telly.
You'll hear, like, you know, some in money terms, you'll hear someone refer to a bullseye.
20 quid's a score or something.
A score, yeah.
A lady could die like that around fiver. Here. They go, "How much is that? A score?" I'm like, what's that?
What? 20 quid.
It's 20 quid, right? Yeah. What do they call 100?
Ton.
Well, just say 100, not ton.
Well, ton's easy.
How much is that? A ton. What? 100. All right. We'll just say 100 then.
All right, fine.
All right.
But there's lots of
weirdos. And then, right, this is what I find with Southerners, right? We'll have this debate because it's catching.
I know,
told you.
I'm getting
it. I don't think we've ever had this debate.
All right.
Now, I've got kind of a mixed accent. I was born in the West Country, raised in the North Country.
You don't know
I now reside in the South Country.
Yeah.
All right. But I say grass instead of
grass.
I say staff instead of
staff.
I say bath instead of
bath.
And the reason I say bath is because bath is spelled B-A-T-H, which is bath. All right.
Yeah. So what you're trying to suggest is that there should be an R in there for
no,
it to be bath.
The way you say it,
bath,
suggests that you've added an R. There is no R in it. Bath to me is sick. Bath.
As in B-A-R-F.
Exactly.
For being, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, also, you know, grass has got an R, but as I've always said, you go up. Grass, as in arse. But it's not arse, is it? It's grass. G-R.
Got a
and
point.
Then ass. Grr. Ass.
Grr.
Ass. Exactly.
Grr.
All right. But the point I was getting to is Southerners have a tendency of when I say things like grass instead of
grass.
And bath.
Bath.
Bath. I said bath. He says bath.
Yeah.
Right? Southerners have a tendency to point out that you're saying it wrong. Whereas when I break it down,
yeah.
they tend not to argue with me anymore. But you don't get northerners correcting southerners going, actually, you'll find it's grass. But southerners tend to do it a lot.
If you go to Yorkshire, they do. In Yorkshire, they're quite protective of how they pronounce things.
I mean, northerners who have emigrated to the south.
I know, but
will
if you,
not go
as a southerner,
at southerners if you about go the north, way they speak.
Yeah, yeah, but if you go north as a southerner,
yeah,
and you say something, they go, do you mean? They will correct you.
No, but I'm talking about living in the south.
Living.
Because when I've lived in the north, even then, if southerners decided to make the trip up north, we still wouldn't have a go at the way they speak. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, okay. I don't even know where this is going tonight.
I was
going
to ask you off the back of that, then, is it a scone or a scone?
It's a scone.
Yeah, see, I don't think you're right.
Scone.
Scone. As in bone and phone.
Yeah.
And tone.
Exactly.
And cone.
Exactly.
But what about gone?
Gone.
No, as in, yeah, exactly. But the word gone is spelled O-N-E on the end. So, as it should be a scone. A scone has gone.
Scone.
Scone has gone.
Whatever. Last week's Lullaby.
You're wrong.
I ain't wrong. It was Jigga, Jay-Z.
Jizzy Dizzy.
And Hard Knock Life, one of my favourite Lullaby Bites, but I say that every week.
You do.
It's starting to sound like a lie, but I did enjoy that one. Right, are we ready for a quiz?
Ooh.
Well, this was meant to be a Halloween-themed show, but do you know what? I have never been asked with Halloween. I don't like dressing up, so Halloween parties don't interest me.
No?
Sound like
I love dressing up.
Man, don't I? I don't like dressing... I just... What it is, funnily enough, I don't like being the centre of attention. Weirdly.
It's true.
You know, I keep myself to myself.
You do.
You know, not really that bothered. So, things like
thing
that,
thing is, you've got all the potential to do such a good outfit with the big bushy beard.
I think getting a pumpkin and, like, all that effort on scooping out the insides of the pumpkin, just put a candle in it, can't be bothered. I got better things to do, all right?
And what about your kids?
Walking around the bloody streets asking candy or strangers.
Why'd you call it candy?
Huh?
It's chili
because
sweets.
It's an American festival. That's the thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go, right? But anyway, sweets, candy, whatever.
I've never ever known in TV, film or real life for someone to go up to someone's door and go, trick or treat. And someone go, here's a trick.
I've never known.
I don't understand the concept of the trick part.
I've never known, right, apart from that one day, any parent who goes to their children, do you know what? Go and knock on a few strangers' doors. You're doing me head in. Go get some sweets off of them.
No, that's very, there's almost.
But one night a year.
It's almost exclusive.
We forget about the dangers of sweets and strangers.
Strangers.
And go right, Ed, all in the name of ghosts and scary stuff.
Ghosts.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, but I also don't understand why you ask for a trick or a treat.
But anyway, even though...
Who wants to learn a magic trick when you can have a big bag of sweets?
Well, this is the thing. It's pointless even now, isn't it? It's like, no one says trick.
Well, I think you still do.
You know, well, I would. That's why I don't answer the
trick
door. Because I just look like a proper Halloween
bastard, hating
bastard. I'm a Halloween-hating bastard. I hate the Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
Because I'm a bastard.
He's a Halloween-hating bastard.
But even though I hate Halloween, this week's quiz is a Halloween-themed quiz.
Yay! All right? Is the first one Thriller?
Don't get it twisted. They're not all going to be Halloween-related tracks per se.
It's a little cleverer than that.
It's a little cleverer. You know, like last week,
the theme was
Sugar.
Sugar.
It was songs revolving around... Yeah, sugar-related. The same this week, all right? You get the gist. So let's do this week's quiz. This is a quiz. A quiz for my name. This is a quiz. A quiz for my name. Hey, Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. Are we ready for question number one?
Trebian.
It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream. But terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze. As horror looks you right between the eyes, you're paralyzed.
So I was right.
Yeah. I thought I'd get it out of the way.
Yeah, it's almost too obvious not to use, isn't it? Michael Jackson.
Correct.
It's close to midnight. And something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze. As horror looks you right between the eyes, you're paralyzed.
Mike Jackson and Thriller. Oh, the first question right this week.
Yeah.
And you're right. It is far too obvious.
But you can't help it, can you?
Nah, you know.
Especially if you're DJing, it's like an easy 7 minutes.
Nah. I always found if I was ever on the radio or doing anything Halloween, I would never play this. Just wouldn't.
Because it's too easy.
Yeah, it's too easy, too obvious. Lazy fucking radio is what I thought. Anyway. Are we ready for question number two?
Drop that from tomorrow's show.
Yeah, put that in your notes.
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Whoa. I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream?
Now a clue for you.
Ooh.
I actually thought this was Michael Jackson as well, but it's not.
Oh, dear.
That's a little clue for you.
The first thing that I think of is goes back to, God blimey, probably a couple of years.
God blimey.
God blimey. There's a phrase that's coming back. God blimey. I'm going to bring that one back.
Whackety whack.
Brings me back to when you introduced me to the group The Weeknd, who are now quite big, because the lead singer sounds incredibly like Michael Jackson. So now I kind of want to say The Weeknd, but that seems too far-fetched.
Too late, mate.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Now you know the song, but you don't know the artist, do you?
Whoa. I always feel like somebody's watching me.
No.
Rockwell.
Don't.
But it sounds like Michael Jackson at the beginning. Am I right? Listen.
It does.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Always for
I think it was.
There's something new every
day. Maybe it was.
Are you ready for question number three? It might be. I don't know. I don't give a shit. Are we ready for question number three?
Yep.
I want to be rich, and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes, and fuckloads of diamonds. I heard people die while they are trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off, and it will be shameless. Cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun, and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track. Yeah, I'm on to a winner.
Oh! This is where we started getting clever.
That's how you get. My instinct is saying Ed Sheeran, but. I don't even know who else to guess. I'm going to go Ed Sheeran.
I want to be rich, and I want lots of money.
Why is it in the Halloween quiz?
This is Kate Nash, who did the song Pumpkin.
No, this is Lily Allen.
Lily
and
Allen.
The song is The Fear.
I don't care about clever. I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and fuck loads of diamonds. I heard people die while they are trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off, and it will be shameless, cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun, and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner.
Love that one by Lily Allen. Yeah.
I'll have to note that one down.
How many have we got right so far? One out of three. Not doing so well.
Not really.
Couple of rubbish weeks, haven't you, on this quiz? Yeah.
It's been a few weeks since I've done well.
Come on, Em. It's not over yet until the last artist sings. Right. Are we ready for...
Is that a clue?
Question number four.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
God, had to be in there.
Yeah, it's very true.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?
Is this another one of the ones that you would consider to be lazy radio?
No, I'd definitely bust this out.
Because it's about the only time you can really get away with playing it, isn't it? Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, wrong one.
Thank you.
I'm just used to pressing it, Rob, that's all.
Shut your face.
Oh, we'll give you applause as well.
Don't come groveling to me now, swine.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
We need to arrange a night, maybe if we get time in the next week or so. I watched Ghostbusters a lot when I was younger. Ghosts.
Yeah.
Cannot remember anything about it because I haven't watched it in years, but I'd love to watch Ghostbusters 1 and 2 in HD on big screen.
Oh, yeah, man. That sounds
fancy
good.
Fancy doing that one night.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Correct.
I'm trying to think if we can do this. Maybe we can do this Sunday.
Maybe. Yeah.
Then we can watch the Brum Brums.
I'll check my diary.
All right.
All right. Question number 5.
I keep going to the river to pray. Cause I need something that can wash all the pain. And at most times sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost, the ghost of you, it keeps me awake.
What do you reckon that is? Very children here tonight. We got cookies. We got the telly on.
I know.
Sorry.
Talk about distraction. Pizza.
Just tastes so good. I was having it.
Go down to the river to pray.
This has appeared before.
I know it has. I know.
I wish we had more of them cookies, man.
Well, why is there only so many left?
My friend Tony happened.
Oh, say no more.
Oh, yeah, you know Tony.
Say no more.
Came round and polished off the box, yeah.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
Please, I've distracted myself now, talking about biscuits.
I think you've taken far too long.
I keep going to the river to pray. Because I need...
Know it?
Yes.
Who?
Can't remember.
Something that...
Well, then you don't, do you?
Wash all the pain. And at most times sleeping all these demons away. But your ghost.
Oh, Zella Henderson, isn't it? Yeah.
Why is that in the Halloween quiz?
Ghosts.
Clever. Ghost of you. It keeps me away.
Can't believe I didn't get that again.
Well, I know. She's becoming your new Madonna, mate.
Yeah. Right. Let's not go back to the Madonna
what
days.
What did we get?
Two.
2 out of 5.
Yeah.
That's proper rubbish, mate.
That is, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
I think I'm getting worse by the week. I'm getting worse by the week.
Or maybe the quiz is, and we need to stop.
What,
anyway,
the quiz is getting too hard?
Maybe. But it's just getting worse.
Are you suggesting that perhaps the quiz may have reached a pinnacle?
I don't know, but I'm choking on.
Maybe you've reached a pinnacle eating the biscuits.
Triple Belgian and ginger chocolate cookies, right.
Have you eaten one, half of each of them?
It's gone down the wrong hole.
I can hear that.
Right, I think I'm ready.
Sure?
Ready. That was the quiz for my mate Rob. That was the quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. Finish. Tessa Rose Jackson with beautiful rendition of The Pretender. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Still eating cookies. Stop.
I can tell you're still eating cookies.
Right. It's now time for this week's edition of Hey Buddy. Yeah, it's now time to play an infamous game of Akenpare.
Hey!
How long we've been doing this now?
6 weeks now.
Yeah.
Since I got back from holiday.
What's different variations of this game? How has it evolved?
Well, the first couple of weeks we did normal because we didn't know it. We were still learning it.
Because it's in Italian, if you've not heard it before.
If you've never played this before.
Stupid song we sing every week.
The next 5 minutes of your life are going to be silly as hell.
You know, just to get it in your head. You know, I know a few people have said to me, thank you, in a very sarcastic way.
Thanks for that.
Unleashing this into their brains.
Yeah, planting that earworm. We've done it with, we did it with biscuits. We were eating biscuits while singing it.
Done biscuits.
That was quite messy.
Custard creams.
We've done it with custard creams. Week before, for your birthday, we did it with cake.
Birthday cake.
We've done it lyricless, so without the words.
And then we didn't even do it last week. Derek and Keith did.
Yes, that's true.
So we were thinking, this week, what can we do? Now, a lot of people have said, we like it, but what the hell
does it mean?
Because it's all in Italian and stuff, and I ain't a bilingual bastard like you. No. And I say, hey, I say, that's not my problem. This week, we have decided that we will answer those questions and give an English version of a compare.
Or hey buddy, as it actually translates.
But it is a very loose translation. To make it work, even though we're speaking in English, it's still called a compare. But you'll get the gist.
Yeah, it's
this week's a compare.
All right, so you're going first, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. A compare, let's make some music while I play the piccolino. But how do you play it, the piccolino? The piccolino tippity tippity ta.
See?
Hey, compare, let's make some music while I play the saxophone.
But how do you play it?
The saxophone.
Toot, 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 toot,
the saxophone. The piccolino tippity tippity ta. Hey, compare, let's make some music
while I play
the violino.
But how do you play it? The violino. A zing, the violin, the doot, 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 the saxophone, the piccolino, tippity, tippity, ta.
Where's a piccolino? I have no idea.
Hey, compare, let's make some music while I play the voucher banter.
What?
How are you playing it? The voucher banter. Pa 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 pa, the voucher banter. Zing a zing, the violin,
toot, 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 toot,
the saxophone. The piccolino tippity tippity ta.
What the hell is about Velcher?
Italian and English then.
Hey, compare, let's make some music while I play the slide trombone. But how do you play it? The slide trombone. A boom, a boom, a slide trombone. Ba 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 ba. The voucher better zing a zing. The violin, toot 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 toot. The saxophone. The piccolino tippity tippity ta.
Yes!
Solo.
A boom, a boom, a side trombone, pa 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 pa. The voucher better sing a zing a violin, to toot 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 the saxophone. The piccolino tippity tippity. Tippity-tippity-ta!
Yes, I love the English version. So there you go.
Well,
loosely translated.
We say English. I mean,
hey buddy, hey compare, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
Hey compare, hey buddy, whatever, yeah.
I think we'll
what
do that.
What the hell is a valciapata?
There is a few things we have to try and work out here.
Well, I'm trying to work, that's what I'm trying to work out. So we've got the valciapets.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what piccolino is. A piccolo, perhaps.
What's the tiny little sausages called? Chipolatas.
Yeah,
well, what are you playing? A chipolata. It works.
Well, it does.
Coming soon. Right, I think that's it.
Chickadee Boo.
So there you go. That's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted. I can't get over how good the English version is.
It's
I know it's a bit it's crap because it's good, and it's good because it's crap.
I wouldn't say it's crap.
It's still brilliant, though. It's still very good. Who knows what we'll do next week?
Thanks for downloading the podcast this week.
Ta bunch.
Again, tell your friends. It's all about word of mouth. If you've not subscribed to us on iTunes, please do that. Also, rate and review. Rate and review.
Tickety-boo.
Yeah, give it a five-star tickety-boo rating.
As I've always said, it helps. I don't know how, but it helps. So give us a rating.
Some complicated computer mathematics.
So what you've got going on for the rest of the week?
Well,
for me,
Halloween.
It's half term, and that's it. Well, half term.
Half term means nothing to
me. Halloween means nothing to me. That's how we end it. Brilliant. So
this week is dead to me.
Week.
It's dead to me.
Bye bye.
Ta ta.
You always have to have the last word. Yeah, ta ta. Bye bye. Well. Right, where are we going from here? Lullaby bye, innit? Where did I put it?
Bye.
Shut up!